Hi, it's Casey, and this week we shine on with writer, leader, and untamed goddess, Glennon Doyle Melton.
The only way I know how to survive is to block out every single voice on the outside, right? Every single institution, every single well-meaning relative, every single church, everything, block it all out. Find a few minutes a day to be still and learn how to go inside, right? Because there are no answers for you on the outside. What every woman needs to do is figure out how to get back in touch with that voice inside of her, whether you call it God, or intuition or wisdom, whatever you call that still small voice that always knows what the next right thing to do is. You don't have to ask permission to do the next right thing. And after you do it, you don't have to explain yourself. Just get still each day, do the next right thing, one thing at a time, and you'll find your way home.
That's Glennon Doyle Melton. Maybe you're aware of how this blogger who is in recovery is changing the world with love, flash mobs, and speaking tours, and fundraisers to help other women flourish. Her website is momastery.com. Her new revealing book, Love Warrior, is an Oprah pick, and she's been a guest on O's Super Soul Sunday. She's coming up. You're also going to meet my friend Maggie. Welcome to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production, brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be glad you did. Now, any guest of Super Soul Sunday is always welcome here, so welcome Glennon Doyle Melton. Now, I have your latest book in my hand, but I know of you because my friend Maggie is your biggest fan. And Maggie said you recently retired your flat iron.
Oh, my God. I did. It's symbolic of everything.
Tell me that story. What is this symbolic of?
Yeah. So, all right. So I've been straightening my hair forever. Like, my hair's, like, curly and wild, and I've been straightening the hell out of it every time I go anywhere. And my really, really dear friend recently was like, why are you doing that? Like, you should let your hair be wild and awesome. It's awesome. And so I stopped straightening it, and I just feel like it's such a example of how we women just try to be what we're not.
Right.
And maybe like we're designed exactly the way we're supposed to be, and we should just go back to our, you know, original wild state and just let ourselves be, for God's sake. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I've got, my hair is crazy. I live in Florida, so it's like frizzed out.
Yeah.
But I have like half my freaking day back.
Right.
I'm not straightening and straightening and straightening.
You don't have to worry about taming your hair.
No, I'm not taming my hair or myself anymore, Casey.
Your memoir is called Love Warrior, and I opened up where it said this. So the next day I call my sister and announce I've decided I'm staying. I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to make it work. She says, okay, I'm here, and I'll walk beside you every step of the way. I feel hopeful. Yes, this is the answer. But then I catch my reflection in the mirror, and I think, no, it won't work. Never. I can't pretend. My hope disappears. I say to my sister, never mind, that's not right either. She pauses and says, maybe for now, the only right decision is to stop making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought two things. Wow, how lucky you are to have a sister like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of crazy pain you were in to be catching yourself in the mirror and knowing you're lying to yourself.
Yeah. I don't even know if I was lying to myself. I was trying to figure out a way out of... Yeah, so I just found out that my husband had been unfaithful to me my whole marriage. That's the setup for that scene. And I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, was I going to freaking stay in this situation? Or had I three teeny, teeny kids? Was I going to leave and, like, let whatever happened to them happen? I mean, there was no right answer. And there's times in our lives where we want to have everything settled. We want to make a decision that will, like, release us from the pain of not knowing. But I think what my sister was trying to tell me is that grief is often just a patience with not knowing.
Say that again?
Yeah, grief is often just the patience of not knowing.
Right, right.
It's just a long patience of, you know, it's like this brick wall that we want to scale so badly, and what we end up having to do is just lay against it.
Is it in Glennon Doyle Melton that you can go so deep and be so personal about your own life? And when this book came out, did you sit up at night saying, oh my God, I'm going to be so revealed?
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm like confused by... So I think that, yes, this book is personal and it's deep and everything that you said. But it's also just my life, right? Like, people over and over again in interviews have been like, "Are you're so, like, honest about the sex, and it's so much, and it, you know, there's so much personal stuff in it. But you know what? I think that's something we say to women more than we say to men. Like, I'm a memoirist. That's what I do. I write about my life. And I think what's surprising to people is that a woman would dare to talk about her own sex life, her own life, in honest, true ways. It's like every other medium in the world is allowed to talk about sex and women, right? Like, mm-hmm. all we do is see messages from the media and from Hollywood and from advertisers about how we're supposed to experience sex. But the second a woman actually tells the truth about sex in her own life, it's, oh my God, how dare she be so bold?
No! I mean, so that's great.
So I feel like what it is in me that allows me to go so deep is probably my sensitivity, right? It's like the same sensitivity that led me to go to hide inside addiction so young is the same sensitivity that allows me to really see deeply into my own life. Right. And allows me to write well. So it's like this thing that's been a double-edged sword for me my whole life.
Right, and that
makes life painful, but it also makes it makes me able to see things that maybe other people don't see.
See, that was the question. I'm okay with all the sex and the telling the story stuff. And go ahead.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Baby, give me it all. But what I don't get is, what were you born being a memoirist? That's the part that's hard for me. It's like you put it all out there, and I don't care what it is. I want to know, where does that come from? Like, I'm going to put this all out there, and everybody's going to be reading about me, and this is how I'm going to make my living. Where did that come from? That's the part that I don't get.
Well, I mean, I think it starts with sobriety, right? It starts with me going into a meeting for the first time after a lifetime of addiction and hiding and pain, and figuring out that, oh my God, the way these people are doing it, the way they're staying sober, is they don't have any secrets. Right? Like, there's nothing that they are ashamed of, because that's the only truth of life, is that we have nothing to be ashamed of, because we are all just human. Right? So the more that I go deep inside and pull out those scary demons that I think are so bad and so only me, and I pull them out and put them on paper, and then other people, while they might have different specific experiences, relate to all of it, because we are all just having different forms of the same human experience, shame just disappears. Like, I've gotten to a place in my life where I'm shameless.
Of course.
Right? It's what keeps me healthy. It's what keeps me healthy. That's why I write that way, because the more painful something is, the more scary it is, the more it seems I should be ashamed of, that's the thing I write about first.
Excellent. All right. And that's what I wanted to know, where that came from. And it came from the 12 steps. And that makes so much sense to me, because that is the only way to live. Everyone is a perfect human being. We're perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my God, you're brilliant. That's exactly right. Because perfect doesn't mean flawless. Perfect Mm-mm. means designed. It means you're operating exactly as you were designed to be.
Right. And
that's
know
what we're all doing.
And this even goes for your husband, the cheater.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He's
absolutely.
Perfect,
and
too.
His sister. Yeah. He's perfect, too. That's exactly right. And look, like, in so many ways, we're exactly the same. Right? Like, over and over again, we've talked about, like, I was just hiding from my pain inside of booze and drugs and all of that. He's hiding from his pain with sex. We're using different things. Mm-hmm. But we were both people that just didn't freaking know how to deal with our own pain.
Yeah.
And he's okay.
And
I mean, look, Casey, he's fine. You know, we're divorced now.
Right.
This is like a little twist in the story. Like, we, at the end of Love Warrior, we were together. We're not together anymore. We're divorced. Which is better for us, so much better. And we have figured out that you can forgive someone and still not want to be married to them anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So we are co-parenting, and we're, you know, probably better off than we've ever been outside of a marriage. But I've forgiven him completely for being human. I just needed to forgive him outside of marriage.
Right.
In order to fully have peace, I needed to be outside of the marriage.
Yeah. No, I get it. I do Reiki, and I see everyone's, you know, when they lie down on the table and you see that they're just an energetic, beautiful creature of light, and we're all innocent. We're all screwing up left and right, but we're all innocent. Okay.
Absolutely. I believe that, Casey. I really do.
So Maggie told me to, she told me that this book was about the completion of your marriage. I thought that was a beautiful term. Is that yours or hers?
Yeah. Oh, she pays attention, doesn't she? I've been saying that it's not like failed. It's just complete. My marriage came into my life. Craig and I were healing partners for each other. We were supposed to get married. We were supposed to go through what we went through, and we were supposed to get divorced. And all of it was a success.
Okay, Maggie.
It's complete.
Maggie told me to ask about Together Rising.
Yeah, Together Rising is my favorite thing. It's a nonprofit that's kind of bloomed out of the Momastery community, and it's just a fierce group of women who serve women and children in need all over the country. We just raised our $5 millionth, and it's all through small donations that families make from their homes. And we have an all-volunteer board, so every penny goes directly to women and children in need. It's just the best. It's the honor of my life.
Wow, beautiful. And where do we find this? The Momastery blog?
.com.
Momastery.com.
Yeah. And then I'm mostly on Facebook with all the other soccer moms.
What Maggie says I should ask about Love Flash Mobs.
Oh, yeah. So the Love Flash Mobs are one of the ways that we raise money. It's just this kind of way of online giving where we I open up a need online, and then I tell the story of a family who has some kind of special need, and then my community starts donating. And I think the last one we did, we raised, I think, $1 million in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And the average donation is $17. So we're talking like serious numbers of people who are in their homes just wanting to do good. People are so good.
People are so good. And we're happy that we have somebody like you who has great ideas, and we can follow along with all the beauty you're creating in the world. So you were just in New York City recently speaking at an event?
Yeah. So I'm doing this. I just finished this tour called the Together Tour, which is basically just kind of a response to all of the crazy fear-mongering that's been going on in our country. And we just got together a bunch of different leaders from all across the board. We had a Sikh activist and a Jewish activist and a black Christian preacher and a yoga instructor, and it was just all different kinds of people, and brought them all together to one stage. And just with the idea that, you know, our country is already great, and the reason it's great is because we are not afraid of each other. And it's turned into this amazing kind of movement. Alicia Keys was at that one that we were talking, that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang this song called Holy War at the end, and it was just freaking incredible. Just a reminder that, like, in these crazy dark times, there's just this kind of rising of people who thought that they could, that things were okay and they could stay quiet, and now people are really waking up, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful what I see going out.
It
going
is beautiful, on the yes. Road. Yes, we all need to be reminded that the government is not our source.
No, it's not. I mean, God, like, no matter who's president, we're just going to have to all come together and heal. It's up to us, not them. They're not getting anything done anyway. It's up to us.
And how did Oprah find you?
Oh, so Oprah found me. She's been following Momastery for a while, watching what we do. She feels like it's a similar ministry to what she does. And I was on her Super Soul Sunday, and we became friends, and then she got Love Warrior, and she just felt like it was an important book for her and wanted her community to see it. And for me, it was just amazing, because I was afraid when I released Love Warrior, because it does raise such personal, you know, and kind of topics that we're not supposed to talk about.
Talk about. You can talk about them to me, and you can talk about them to
Oprah. I know.
I know. The people that come to see you.
Oprah's been leading these conversations forever, right?
Yes, yes.
She's been leading these conversations forever.
And thank God. Thank God we had Oprah, because we can open up. You know, this is how we grew up. Thank God for that. All right. So I'm sure, you know, I hate to ask this question, but I know you're probably working on your next great thing. What's that going to be?
You know what? I'm not. I know, like, I eventually will get there, but right now I'm just trying to take a minute. You know, mm-hmm. I'm still, like, promoting Love Warrior all over the place. I'm trying to be a voice of love during this next few weeks as we approach the most important election that's ever happened in our country, and we decide which way we're going to go. So I'm just trying to be present in this moment, and then when all this is over, I'll start on my next thing.
Okay. I just want you to, in the minute we have left, just, if you don't mind, talk to the women whose husbands have cheated. What can you say to them?
Listen, this is what I learned during that time, that there is no one type of woman whose husband cheats on her, right? It's like we are all having completely different experiences. The only way I know how to survive is to block out every single voice on the outside, right? Every single institution, every single well-meaning relative, every single church, block it all out. Find a few minutes a day to be still and learn how to go inside. Right? Because there are no answers for you on the outside. What every woman needs to do is figure out how to get back in touch with that voice inside of her, whether you call it God or intuition or wisdom, whatever you call that still small voice that always knows what the next right thing to do is. You don't have to ask permission to do the next right thing, and after you do it, you don't have to explain yourself. You just get still each day, do the next right thing, one thing at a time, and you'll find your way home.
All right, and I just need one more thing. I want you to talk to my Maggie and all the Maggies out there who follow you and love you and really feel like you are their friend. What can you say to them?
Yeah. Hey, Maggie, listen. Just based on Casey's questions, I can tell how closely you are in tune with me and our community. Thank you. I have gotten through the last few years of my life because of you, because of women like you who've been there with me and for me every step of the way, and I just can't believe that we get to do this life together. I'm so grateful, so incredibly grateful to be part of this sisterhood. Thank you.
That's Glennon Doyle Melton. And if you would like a copy of Love Warrior, email me at kcradio@gmail.com. And now it's only right that you meet my friend Maggie, who is also a blogger. Visit her at theglasshouseretreat.com. Maggie, Glennon just said she's grateful for you. What do you think of that?
How could that even be?
Because I asked her to say something to you.
Okay.
And to all the women who feel like, you know, they're her friend and she's their friend. And she said thank you to you, that people like you have kept her going these last many years, and that she's so grateful to share this sisterhood with you.
Aw.
What do you think?
I think that she helps keep me sane. So, I am equally grateful to share the sisterhood. I looked it up. I tried to figure out when I first found Glennon, and it was probably in 2012.
And how did you find her?
Facebook.
You're just cruising on Facebook, and you saw Glennon, and you said, I want to read this woman or follow this woman, or she wrote something cute, and you thought, that's the way I think?
I'm sure that's how it happened. And then I'm certain that knowing me, I then, of course, shared it with everybody on my Facebook world and said, you people need to love her.
Yeah, that's how I found out about her. And then when I got the pitch to interview her about her new book, I was like, I think that's Maggie's girl.
It is.
So tell us why you're crazy about her.
I think because everything she does from her heart. So she is insanely intelligent, and she uses her head, but she bases everything she does on love. Whatever she does, her bottom line is love. So she goes after the people who come after her with love. She started her not-for-profit Together Rising to help women, children, impoverished, refugees all over the world, because she just wants to share love. Her first book was hilarious because it was all of her blog posts with some new posts, and there was a lot of poignant stories in there as well. One of my friends, as a matter of fact, last year for Christmas, gave me the T-shirt from her website that says, Carry On Warrior. So I always have Glennon as part of my world. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a T-shirt, I have a mug, I have all her books. I've seen her speak twice this year alone. I often pretend that she's my friend. And you of all people know this, because I'll say, Glennon, you know, my friend.
Right, you do. And then you quote her and she says something brilliant. Well, I'm very happy to have made her acquaintance. And tell me about this Together Rising thing. How does that work?
So it's actually coming up this Wednesday. She does what's called Healing Hands. It started out, she called them love flash mobs. And the point was that people who needed help, and it doesn't have to be monetary help, by the way. It can be somebody who needs cards, somebody who could really use communication with people in the form of letters or cards. And people share their stories with her on what they're suffering from, what they're struggling with, and each person is allowed to donate a maximum of $25.
Wow.
But they fulfilled the wishes for 600 people in 3 hours last November.
Wow.
And so I looked it up last November, shared it, but you're able to find people within a certain area, and I hooked up with a woman from New York.
And you helped her.
I helped her. All she wanted was a $25 gift card to the dollar store.
Oh, I could cry.
Exactly.
Wow.
So she does this, and recently she got together with Brené Brown and Marie Forleo and Rob Bell and a few other women. I don't think that Oprah was involved at that time, and Brandon Staton from Humans of New York.
Yeah.
And they raised some ridiculous amount of money, $1.5 million, $2 million, to help people all over the world.
Wow.
So that's where her passion is to help people. And I'll tell you something. In my head, whenever things are going really hard, one of the things that she says over and over is, we can do hard things. So we can do hard things. We're amazing, amazing creatures. And as long as we do what we're doing with love, we can do hard things. And she just writes about it. I've been living it for many, many years, but she writes about it, she lives it, she inspires me.
Wow. And you inspire me. You inspired me so much that I now have an inspiring quote at the end of every show. That was your idea.
I've heard that. I like that very much. Glennon has a lot of good quotes. You'll have to find a perfect quote for the end of your show.
And that's coming up next.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. From Real Country 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. Those years of peer pressure are way behind me. Right now, alcohol is the last thing on my mind. So please, don't have a real conversation with me about drinking. Like you said, I'm too young, right?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Queen Latifah. Even with heart failure, my mother remains strong.
Because without strength, you lose hope. Together, we will rise above heart failure.
To help prevent, improve, or manage heart failure, go to riseabovehf.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Yes, I love MyPillow, and you can buy one and get one free at MyPillow.com. Use promo code K-A-C-E-Y. Buy one, get one free. Give them for holiday gifts. They're fabulous. Now, check in at kcradio.com. Find out about our next Nourish Your Chakras Luncheon. Sunday, November 13th at the Organic Teaching Kitchen in Croton. Always a great time. Let me know if you can make it. And please save the date for Shine On, the Holiday Shopping Expo. It's December 11th at Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank. Maggie will be there. And since ending the show with an inspiring quote was Maggie's idea, I'll let her quote Glennon Doyle Melton for you. See you next week.
So we can do hard things. We're amazing, amazing creatures. And as long as we do what we're doing with love, we can do hard things.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country, 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA.